900 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's back to work today for President Biden, who announced over the weekend he will not be seeking re-election. ABC's Selena Wang is in Delaware, where Biden has been recovering.
President Biden is finally set to end his COVID isolation here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. He's planning to return to the White House this afternoon. Now, he's been isolating here since late Wednesday, and this will be the first time we're seeing Biden out in public since he made that historic decision and completely upended this race.
Kamala Harris, whose Biden is endorsing in the race, has now secured enough delegates to make her the presumptive Democratic nominee ahead of the national convention in Chicago. Delta Airlines canceling more flights today as it continues to try to recover from the computer meltdown last week. Delta has canceled more than 5,000 flights since Friday. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle says her agency failed in its mission when Donald Trump was nearly assassinated earlier this month. She tells Congress so she won't resign. This is ABC News. Another country is now saying no more bullfighting.
Further reducing the short list of nations where the centuries-old tradition is still legal, Colombia's president has signed a bill that bans bullfights. President Gustavo Petro signed it in front of hundreds of animal rights activists during a ceremony Monday in Bogota's bullring. The ban was approved by Colombia's Congress in May after months of heated debates. All bullfights are banned by 2027. Bullfighting aficionados argue it's part of cultural heritage, and they say they'll challenge it in court. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The shakeup in British politics continues after conservatives saw their worst defeat in years in elections earlier this month. The party is now working on picking a new leader to replace former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The process is expected to take several months. And your $5 will go further longer at McDonald's, the fast food giant agreeing to extend its $5 value meal promotion to August after nearly all of its restaurants said, yes, they like the idea. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The flavor in Yeti Yum's freeze-dried candy, it will take you on a trip from chewy to crunchy. It's a Yeti adventure. Yeti, Yeti Yum's. It's a Yeti adventure.
Craving something sweet? Then head down to Yeti Yum's in downtown Oshkosh. Try delicious freeze-dried candy, kombucha refill station, Lotus energy drinks, Lamer's dairy dipped cones, and fresh cotton candy. Yeti Yum's. Sweet, tasty, and family-owned. Stop by today or go to YetiYums.com.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin enthusiastically endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris is a powerhouse debater and communicator, and we've seen that all the way through her political career. She's able to bring a spotlight to the essential issues and draw the essential contrast that will ensure that we can win this election.
Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, and second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Cubs get a win over the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just under 36,000 fans in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field watched a tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs last night. Except for a solo home run by Willy Adames in the eighth, the Brewers held to just five hits and lose 3-1 in Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, bases loaded. Obviously, throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for two of the three runs. And
the series continues tonight. NFL, the Packers making national headlines. Jordan Love's agents and the team still working on a contract for the young quarterback. Packers president Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting.
I'm not saying anything about Jordan Love. Other than he's a heck of a quarterback and we want to sign him.
Murphy also said the team is working on a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions to do a documentary about the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 78 this afternoon. Thunderstorms will end tonight. Gradual clearing after midnight, 62 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler and less humid with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm back in Green Bay on the home court, where I welcome host of the podcast Mob and Mafia News, Robert Dennis, and author Linda Cruz joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor coming your way live from EAA in Oshkosh. The, I would say, the hottest thing in the Midwest taking place this week.
Oh, the country, probably.
In the country, maybe.
650,000 people are coming here and from 90 different countries. Yeah, this is big. And this is great. I mean, just you got to come down here and just see the exhibits and the education, the uniqueness of from the B-52 to these personal aircrafts that are going to be coming down the road in, you know, in our lifetime. It's just, this is so cool. But the place that encapsulates everything is the museum. And you're always here. We're just here for eight days. Museum manager at the museum. And so many people have driven by there. I hope they stop in.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and you're open all year.
If it's going to rain today, that's going to be the most popular place in the area.
It's always nice to get a couple hot days and a couple rain days.
Just like a great air conditioning and it's covered. Tell me how you got into this industry.
I was a kid in the 80s. I was born in 80. And my uncle came to pick me up one day and told my mom, I'm going to take him to see the new Disney movie. And when we left, he said, we're going to go see something cooler. And he took me to see Top Gun in the theater. My family was all steel workers and construction workers, and I was the first in my family to not go into that. And I saw that movie and was like, oh my God, I want to go do something around airplanes. So it really put me on a different trajectory. I was just eating up with airplanes, read everything I could, books from the library or whatever, built models. And then When in high school, I was like the only one out of my friends that knew exactly what I wanted to do. I was already working on my pilot's license and went to school for air traffic, be an air traffic controller. Graduated second in my class behind another gentleman who had already done it in the Air Force. So he was cheating.
Where do you go to school for something like this?
So there's a couple of different universities. I went to Beaver Falls, Pittsburgh.
Beaver Falls.
Yeah.
Why?
Home of Joe Namath.
Yeah. Yes. I always wanted to go to the home of Joe Namath.
Yeah, he's a family friend. So he was a friend of my uncle's. Yeah. Yeah. Broadway Joe.
I just wanted to go to Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. He's ever said that, by the way.
Chris Henry also went there too.
My sign's smaller than Joe.
So you got your steel workers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you got your, what is this?
A college degree, then a pilot license and a CTO, which is a control tower operator license. Okay. Became a medical helicopter dispatcher. Worked on a company called Stat Medevac. We had 18 medical helicopters. They're still there. Really proud of that. Those people, every day they go to work and save lives.
I can be honest with you. I always thought that'd be a great job, to be an air traffic controller, but I don't pay attention to details and I get distracted real easy. Would that be a problem?
Yeah, that's an interesting
thing. You know, air traffic was, it was actually fun on a nice, clear, beautiful day. It was a good time. It was the coolest video game you'll ever play. You don't even have to bring your own quarters. But the days that were rough is when it was snowing and you had equipment removing snow off the runways and you still got planes coming in. Those were tense days, because you have people and airplanes mixed together on that runway.
So you did that, and now you're running a museum, mm-hmm. probably one of the best aeronautic museums. I want to go back to the air traffic controls. There's a little bit of a shortage for those.
Yeah, absolutely. There is.
Would you encourage your kids or your friends?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful career. It's a very rewarding career. It's challenging. It's an adventure. That in the medical helicopters are the most adventurous or challenging career, but not behind museum. I mean, the museum career here, I've gotten to do things that I would have never imagined. You know, that I would have had a chance to do, working with Apollo astronauts and going out to retrieve airplanes.
You mentioned that thing. What movie did they really capture that? And I want to know if this was true to life. It was. I think the name of the movie was Sully.
Oh, yeah, Sully's a good one.
Air traffic controllers. Was that true to life?
Yeah, it was very true to life. As a matter of fact, the controller in that movie, Paddy Wagon, he's a good buddy of mine.
No kidding.
And he's been here to speak in our museum. We have a speaker series every third Thursday of the month, and he's been out to speak. He really had it kind of rough, because they put him in a room to write up his report before they ever knew that the airplane was down safe. So for about an hour, he was in a break room and he had no idea that everybody was okay. And they finally came in and they said, "Hey, didn't you hear? Everybody's fine." And that's how he found out. He had no idea. So, yeah, it could be a stressful job, but it's a very rewarding job. And the camaraderie that's up there, it's a real brotherhood.
Yes.
You know, crew in the tower.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Did you tell me though, Jim, or send me something about a pilot and an air traffic guy had a little snippy
thing? It happens sometimes. Yeah, there was. If you go on YouTube, a guy named Kennedy Steve. Go and look up Kennedy Steve on YouTube, and there's some pretty funny back and forth.
No kidding.
Yeah, Kennedy Airport out in New York. They don't have there's not a lot of time for arguing. It's pretty funny.
But when I read about the shortage, and I think the pay is good. Recommend that, and I think that's great for people to hear.
Recommend it. Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, that's one of the things I enjoy about the museum, is that we get to be a little bit of a sliver of all the different avenues in aviation for you to learn about, not just the history, but also where can you go forward from. And we teach about air traffic in there, and wonderful career. And like I said, life's too short to have a boring job, right?
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Totally. Gets you probably a little bit more the adrenaline flowing than flying.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm the guy that said, man, weren't made to fly, and we kind of weren't. But on the other hand, you guys,
it's really interesting, as you say, like, there's a lot of things you can do to get your adrenaline going. But also, you know, you take off on a nice night, and you and a friend in a experimental airplane or a Cessna or something, and it's really relaxing. It's like going out on a boat. You know, you can actually feel your troubles just kind of go away.
We're Rick Henry, the museum from the EA grounds in Oshkosh.
This is, tell me a little bit more about the museum now today. I mean, with all these exhibits and all these things to see, and I don't think you can see this thing in one day, plus you got air shows, but the museum is also open.
Absolutely.
If you get your ticket, kids under 18 can come for free, which is very, very cool.
And it's all included in the price of admission.
Right.
I mean, so if you bought an AirVenture ticket, the museum's included in that. If you're an EA member, the museum's actually free year round. So you can come to many
membership, like $48 or something.
Yeah, I think so. It's really reasonable. Yeah. And when you think about, you know, if you're a member, you get discounts during AirVenture. You get to come to all the programming here for free year round. All the webinars and everything that we do year round. All the online programs. Even if you don't live in Oshkosh and you live out in California, I mean, we're doing webinars and lessons and stuff all year round.
What don't you have that's on your list of, man, if I could get one of those?
I want a stealth fighter.
Oh,
I want a stealth fighter for the museum. That would be my That, and I'll tell you, there's the very first Cessna 172, which is a backbone of general aviation, is actually here. It's privately owned, still flying, and that's another one. That those are two airplanes I'd love to have in our museum.
You know, you mentioned about model airplanes. You do model airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite?
I actually said we did model rockets. We didn't really do the airplanes.
Oh, yeah,
we did a lot of rockets.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mine was the Sopwith Camel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Loved that plane.
My favorite still is the B-17.
Oh.
We're lucky to have one in our museum. So I get to – it's really kind of surreal because as a kid, I built tons of models of it. And now as an adult, I get to go play with a real one.
That's awesome.
It's cool.
That's fantastic.
I mean, what a great opportunity for people who live – in this area, and you're talking about it's a webinar, but to come here once a month and tell me some of the speakers or some of the things that you guys talk about.
So we've had some amazing speakers starting back a few years ago, but we've had people like Frank Borman, Apollo astronaut. Wow. We have had the guys, if you guys remember the opening night of the Gulf War when we're all sitting at home watching it on CNN, we had the three stealth fighter pilots that led that bombing that night. The three of them were here on stage together. First time they were all together since that night.
Oh, wow.
So that's another thing is a lot of times when these guys come to speak, we'll get a small group of them that makes sense. They were part of a special mission. And a lot of times they've never had a reunion. And this turns out to be their reunion. And they're all back together again.
Dick, too, and I forgot to bring this up. Some of the people that we're most impressed with, where it's like, we always have a thing where it's like, how come everybody we talk to is like cooler
every than us? Every one of our guests is cooler than us.
Talk about some guys that went over and above redlining the cooler than us, the Cobra pilots.
Oh,
man, yeah. Were they impressive, huh?
Those guys are fantastic.
it's amazing.
Glad they're on our side.
Yeah.
That's but and that, what I think is cool about this show and the museum, historical as it is what's next.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, and there's you can look in our museum, like one of the coolest things that it's not flashy, but it's important. Is we're talking about alternative fuels and where we're going to go right forward. In our museum, we have the very first electric airplane ever.
Wow. It's
called Solar Riser. It's the first airplane to ever fly on electric. And there it is in the museum. I mean, it's like, this was the start of a lot of this. And it flew in the 70s. It was a home built by Larry Morrow. And it to me, that's really important. It's important to save those bookmarks in history. We have the oldest surviving P-51 Mustang in our collection.
Wow.
We have a Corsair flown by a Medal of Honor recipient, a Huey that flew three tours in Vietnam. We have different airplanes that are prototypes. They were the first in a long series. And what I love about prototypes is they are symbols of the work and the beliefs that these people were putting in.
Aren't you amazed that one thing like the P-51 that helped, that saved so many American bomber lives because all of a sudden now they could have an escort, into the deep into Germany territory. But the amazing part is the people behind the scenes. It's like, okay, we're in a war and all of a sudden we need something that has more range, and they just came up with it.
They built it with slide rules and
that's a creative group, and I think it's and you can just tell by the industry. I mean, it's been around since the early 1900s, but just the advancement, and every time now it's rockets. It's just amazing what you guys are doing, and it's not fiction. I mean, it's the real deal.
The way I look at it is every airplane in that museum tells a people story as well,
right?
And that's what we try to put out
better, faster. Yeah, this is.
Chris, you don't mind? We're going to keep you around. Can you stick around for another segment?
All right,
go with that, Todd. It's free, right? This is interesting stuff. Chris Henry, EAA Museum Manager, great place to go. And I always want to give a plug because I was. I was part of the group trying to get the other museum built just down the street. So I want to tell people, if you're into these, I'm a museum just geek, love museums. And you can see theirs absolutely within walking distance, basically. Yeah. So we get set a quick break, back with more from EAA, Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The Wisconsin State Fair is almost here. Are you ready for it? Snag your discounted admission tickets and more by July 26th. Don't forget your fair favorites like Bargain Books, Cream Puffs, Spin City Ride and Game Tickets, and the Wonder Fair Wheel.
Time's running out faster than a racing pig, so start planning your day. Feel good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through 11th.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Miner on the Mayor live coming away from EAA in Oshkosh. It is such an amazing place down here today as it really kicks off. We're with Chris Henry, the EAA museum manager. It's an amazing museum, folks. If you haven't been there, I mean, if you want to have a wedding reception or whatever, it's not just a place to go and look at cool old stuff. But we get Todd, we have to do this. This hurts. This literally hurts me to have to do this.
What's that, Jim? Does it really hurt you?
It physically, physically pains me.
Okay.
Jim was right.
See?
Jim
was right.
Tell the story, Jim. What's going on?
I told Johnny that years ago, 20 years ago maybe, I don't know where we were going, but I was with my kids. I have three daughters, and we stopped at the museum because I'm like one of those dads that if there's this tour, that tour, we jump on it. So we came to the museum, and in there was a hot air balloon that had flown, I think, around the world, and it was by a really rich guy. So those two things were interesting to me, and it was roped off like when you go to those hotels, you know, those and you can't go near it. Well, there was nobody there that day. It must have been right when
you know, I got into it with a guy at a hotel one time in Florida. Okay, so we're staying at the hotel, yeah, and they have this like sports memorabilia auction, and they had it kind of like roped off, but yeah, it was in the lobby type thing,
right?
So I'm standing there looking at you, sir, this is for it. I'm like, well, I'm staying here at the hotel. He goes, well, so I said, you know what, my bleep paying for me to be in this lobby. You want to, you know what? I'm going to stand here all bleeping night. What are you going to do? I got into it big time. But once you agree, I was in the right there.
No, the ropes are to stay away.
But I was sitting, but I was going inside the ropes.
But you're leaning on the
ropes. This guy says what? The ropes are to keep you away. Now continue with your story.
There was nobody there.
For everybody else.
Funny.
What a great example it was as a dad to your daughter.
The ropes are for everybody else. So this basket was there, and it wasn't that big of a basket. And I'm looking at that, Steve Forrest flown around the world, and I'd heard about it. And he had died. I don't know if he died on that. Did he die flying that?
No. He died. He died somewhat recently. Right.
Yes. So I took all three of them. They were just little kids, and I put them in the basket that flew around the world and took their picture, and then took him back over the rope and stood and looked at it.
So across the ropes.
I did.
Did they say, Daddy, I think we're not supposed to go in there because that's where they have the ropes?
No.
What did you say then?
You heard, Chris. The ropes are for everyone else.
Anyway, Chris did verify this guy was here and that thing was there.
Yeah, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. That was great. You have a lot of cool things there. And do you rotate displays or how is aviation?
We
do.
So we have about 250 different airplanes. We can't always fit all of them in the museum. We'll rotate them around. We have protective storage for the ones that aren't on display. Our artifacts are that way. Our artifacts collections room looks like something out of Indiana Jones. I mean, where there's just, and it's amazing because that in itself can be a museum. When we go back there, that's all climate controlled and protective with, you know,
that's I love it.
UV.
You can see that or somebody
it's
else. It's
no,
yours.
It's ours.
That's nice. Right?
And, oh, it is. And we, when we go in, it's attached to the museum. I mean, but when we go in there, I mean, it's wild because you'll be looking on a wall at something. And it, basically if you focus your eye on something for too long, you'll notice something historic. You know, you'll be walking down and you're like, oh, there's a flag that went to the moon. You know, just sitting in there.
What is your Mona Lisa in there? Like, what is if there's one thing that I got to go to the Louvre.
I mentioned that flag. We have a flag that Frank Borman took with him on Apollo 8.
Wow.
And orbited the moon. Now, the reason that's so important is because Apollo 8 is the first time mankind left Earth orbit. All the other space flights, all the other everything was orbital for the Earth. This is the first time we left and we're going to the moon. And he didn't land, but he orbited the moon.
I see.
They said there was a 1 in 3 chance they'd make it back from that mission. And Frank said we had to do it because we had to beat the Russians.
Wow.
And he took that flight. And Susan, his wife, said at one point during the mission, they came in and updated her. And she said, you know, everything's going great. I think there's probably about a 50% chance he's going to make it home. And they were trying to give her good news. And but Frank said, you didn't dare not go. That's what you signed up for. The beating the Russians was more important than anything else at getting to the moon. And Apollo 8 was a huge part of that.
And you got the flag.
And we have the flag that he had. That's
so awesome. Right here in Oshkosh.
Yeah. You know, so there's I was reading an article. There's one magazine that's put out the UP. I'm from the UP. And in the 40s, there was a flight on training mission. And everybody had a bailout. Mm-hmm. Crash in the woods, backwards of the UP. And for years, people were going around and being in somebody's garage. It's like, where'd you get that machine gun?
Yeah.
Oh, I found it in the woods.
Yeah, it's a B-17 up in the woods.
Yeah.
Finding things, hunters. We're finding things, just taking them.
There's still some stuff up there.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
It's so great that you're doing this. And I'm sure that you engage with schools to come and do trips, field trips, because we would talk about this industry and, you know, there's such an, pardon the pun, upside to this industry. But I mean, you're really bringing the youth in here.
We are. I mean, we have, thanks to our youth education team, which is a group of wonderful educators, our Aero Educate program. We are just, we're really getting young people involved. The amount of people, the amount of kids that come through the museum on tours is just amazing. You know, and last year we had around 100,000 people come through the museum.
Wow.
So
that's phenomenal. I want to plug for my buddies over at the other museum too. I know you guys are in competition.
We're not
Stu, you're cribbling.
Yes, yeah, Stu and all the guys. We're not in competition. We help each other out. The way we look at it is,
and it's where they want to be here near you guys.
You're the air support and they're the ground support. Yeah, that's how we look at it.
The T-34 tank, do you know?
They don't. That went somewhere else, but then they went and got a D-Day landing craft that landed on like Normandy. Yeah, they have one.
I did not know that.
Me neither. Wow. When I walked in there, I was shocked.
Wow, but then a Russian T-34 tank in there. Yeah. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, it's a wonderful museum, a hidden gem just down the road.
You know, and I think we need to talk about those hidden gems. And I don't think your museum is a hidden gem. I mean, you kind of, but there's just, and to get in there and spend, you can spend a whole day there, but you don't have to, but there's just so many cool things and so
Jim
many
and I, Jim and I like putting together a museum at this new veterans housing complex. It's going to be great. We come down and borrow some stuff.
Absolutely. We actually do.
They own
it. Share. We want it.
Awesome.
To
right.
To us, it's important that those artifacts get seen.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it's neat about this industry. It just really seems like it's very supportive.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is. It's very supportive. I mean, we work with the Smithsonian and the Air Force Museum and the Naval Aviation Museum, all these other museums. I mean, we all work together. We're all in it together. Yep. Oh, yeah. Wright Patterson. That's their
beautiful museum.
Yeah. I'm actually meeting with them today. They're here. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
And, I think that's the other thing I really enjoy about it is we're all trying to build each other up. And there's an artifact that just belongs in another museum,
like sure.
where it needs to be. And it's just that we make it right in the universe. We go do it.
I'm a fascinated. You know that story about the crash in the UP.
Yeah, that's wild. Awesome. Yeah.
I sometimes think, and my previous job is to be a tourist in your own town. There's so many cool things in Northeast Wisconsin, Appleton, Green Bay, here in Oshkosh.
That's the truth.
So anyway, well, thank you for what you do. I mean, educating people and that's such a clean, well-kept, it looks like you just opened it yesterday.
We're very proud of it, and it is an absolute honor to lead the museum. We are.
How can somebody rent it out?
Go to our events team. If you go onto the EA page, you can actually click on events. And yeah, we do wonderful events, and we have a great team that does that. They make everything look beautiful. What better way to share an evening than sitting around a bunch of cool airplanes?
Right? Absolutely. Chris Henry, EAA Museum Manager. If you're coming down here, folks, you got to put that on your list. Someplace you have to stop.
You bet.
Thank you so much for being here. Thanks. Just one last quick favor. Can you get Joe Namath on our show?
Absolutely. I'll call Joe.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Listen to a quick break. Brittany will be joining us back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
School may be out for the summer, but the Wisconsin FFA Foundation continues to work. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Abby Quinlan is the executive director of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation. Yesterday, during a fundraising golf outing, I caught up with her, and she said response from supporters has continued to remain strong.
A lot of the supporters from companies are really happy to give back because we're building the youth leadership.
Yeah.
And the agricultural workforce needs to be there, and they're really grateful for FFA to be able to do that. And from the foundation side, we're really grateful to be able to support them through their SAE projects and really giving them the opportunities to grow as individuals. This year, we were able to successfully raise $587,000, which is really incredible. We're able to give that money back through SAE grant programs, through our convention awards, our leadership programs. So we're really happy that we can benefit our students through those dollars.
$587,000 raised by the Wisconsin FFA Foundation. That's Abby Quinlan, their executive director. They've got a brand new fundraising mechanism that you're invited to attend. Comes up Friday, September 6th in Green Bay. It's a Green Bay Packer watch party. Tickets are just $100, but limited to just 125 people. If you want to find out more details, go to wisconsineged.org under Foundation Events.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And for some farmers, the harvest has already begun in the Central Sands area of Wisconsin. Peas as well as green beans are currently being harvested. The Wisconsin potato crop is 9% harvested. That is rated 89% good to excellent, up 2 percentage points in a week. We're also seeing the winter wheat harvest move along. As of Sunday, 31% of that crop was already in the bin. Winter wheat condition called 81% good to excellent, unchanged from last week. There's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 78 this afternoon. Thunderstorms will end tonight. Gradual clearing after midnight, 62 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler and less humid with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back once again. Mino and the Mayor coming to you live from EAA in Oshkosh. Place is really coming to life now.
It is.
We got coffee. We don't have to drink our monsters anymore.
And what we got here with 5:30, it was dark, and now it's active. People are walking around these 800 different exhibits and all these activities going on. And then we got a couple air shows coming up. This is going to be awesome.
This drone show sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm going to come back for that.
So you and I were driving through the Neenah area, and it was just unbelievably pouring rain so hard. It was incredible. And we were thinking, oh, poor Brittany. Well, Brittany Merlot is joining us right now. And you know what? She is fine.
I wasn't thinking poor. I was thinking poor me. I was driving.
Well, yeah, but I was thinking in the pop-up, and is it leaking and whatever. And
how was camping at 2:30 this morning?
Too bad. I slept right through it, honestly. Had a blast. Nothing leaked. Temperatures were fine, too. And it was good, honestly.
We're so impressed with you, aren't we? Yeah. We'll talk about that. Well, you do all on your own.
You want to share some of that ambient?
Sure. I might not have much left by the end of this week. I'll tell you, this week does get to you. That's awesome. Heat, humidity, and storms, you got to last.
But that was pretty much it. I mean, we're in for a pretty good week, aren't we?
Yeah. Today's the worst.
Pretty sketchy, huh?
Yeah. I like that word. That's a perfect word for today. Sketchy.
Yeah.
Because definitely seeing those chances for those scattered showers and storms still lingering here. We've got this front that's just stalled out through the Fox Valley. So that's why probably between 1 to 5, another chance of these scattered showers and storms popping up, but nothing severe, nothing crazy. Right. I don't think the campers
they're set for that with 1,500 different places people can go or whatever.
Yeah, you can go into these tents exhibits. I mean, you're not going to get rained out here. And you say tonight, though, for the air show, we're going to be good.
Yeah. And you know, too, another idea, go to the EAA Museum. Right. You did? That's right. So those are good things to do. Either way, like you said, people are still walking around. Grab a poncho. There's no excuses. Yeah. It's not bad. And I think all this is going to clear on out of here for the night show. So I'm not concerned
whatsoever. I mean, you know, it's your job. You're working here and you're based here. But I mean, just the whole atmosphere, the whole experience, is this something that you'd be into even if this wasn't part of your job?
Oh, yeah. I took the week off last year.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, I did. I was like, I'm not going to do any work this time. I love this event way too much. I just want to actually submerge myself in it, really live it. And I did that. And that's how I got to learn so much about this camping. It's not an easy thing to just roll in and do this. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of, I don't even think there's spots left in there, to be honest.
No, I don't think there are either.
Would you promise, if Jim and I make you mad about anything we say here, would you promise not to scratch our faces with your nails? Because you have the most lethal looking nails I've ever seen.
I do.
Holy cow.
So don't mess with me.
I'm over here. I'm over here.
Those things. Wow.
I will say, with those nails being all painted and you don't look like you're camping.
It's my disguise. They never know. It makes you look a little better after a long night.
So Brittany, how did you get into aviation? I mean, you're I guess meteorologist, you're kind of dealing with the air a little bit, but do you fly? Do your parents?
Yeah. So I think it's just started from when I was a little kid. I think it had to do with the weather, the sky, kind of the same atmosphere vibe. So it started with that. And then honestly, when I was up here working for meteorology and TV, I had to go cover EAA and I had no idea what it was. When I got here, I just kind of got that bug rejuvenated in a sense. So started to come every single year ever since. I haven't missed since I moved
up
here.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And you always do it this way, just come and camp?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You got a goal? You're going to have your own personal aircraft, or what are you looking at doing with aviation?
Yeah, so currently right now I'm just working on my private pilot's license, and then I want a seaplane as well. So you kind of have to get a certification for that too.
You could be a bush pilot. Yes,
put some big tires on there, land in the bush.
The seaplane, you could land on the Fox River too.
I think.
You can't. I don't know if they let you. I know a guy did that because it was like this big show.
Is there enough room between bridges and everything?
I'll tell you who it was, but okay. On the break. But yeah, that just looked really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was. That would be a fun way to fly because you don't have to go far, but you can go anywhere.
So you can just look for big lakes. We got a lot of those.
Brittany, when you come here though, and I'm sure you don't really know the people camped right next to you or whatever, but get to know people really quick here, don't you?
is from Tennessee. This is his first year here. He is with his kid who is really into aviation and kind of wants to join the Air Force. And it is just awesome watching them, you know, experience it for the first time. And you meet people. I've got a guy from Britain down the way as well. It's a blast. Everybody awesome. Just comes together and gets along.
And what are some of the things that people don't know about EAA? Because, you know, you might know about the air shows and the whatever, but there's so much here. What are some of the more understated things that are really cool that you can think of?
I would say I like the ultralight area. I like that you can take a lot of rides. Yeah. If you go around, you can just
have you taken the helicopter ride here at all?
I have not yet. That line's too long every time. But there are other lines you can get in that are much shorter if you want to get up in the air and take a ride and stuff. So I would say definitely that.
They have some great speakers here too, in forums that people can attend. And he was saying from astronauts to people that built personal aircrafts. And I think that's really interesting because so much of this stuff, I mean, it is EAA, it's experimental. And to learn about what they're working on, what they're thinking about doing next is really, really cool.
And not only that, but like we were just talking a little bit earlier from guys we met last year, it's such a group that one guy was a billionaire from Israel. Another guy was a mechanic who built his thing in his garage in Texas. And they were as simpatico as, you know what I mean?
And both very excited about the future of aviation.
Yeah.
And just different tracks. And like you said, this plane that I would never go in. And he was so proud of it. And which is great. And I hope you do that someday and take pictures because I ain't going with you.
You know, I wanted to build one when I was a kid. We used to get Popular Mechanics magazine and they literally had a kit in there where you could build your own. And it was almost like one of those motor gliders that they have, right. You know, when you see putting around it.
Yep.
It was like one of those kind of things.
I think every,
I tried building one.
I mean, how can you not be interested in aviation as a kid, right?
I was going to build mine out of an old lawnmower engine.
Yeah. Read the instructions. But so, Brittany, the tell me more about the camping, because hotels are getting expensive for a lot of reasons. One is, you know, people say, you know, we're under demand. Hotels are busy and some of the rates are a little bit crazy. Yeah. So camping is a way to save some money. Did you get in early to reserve or how did that work?
Okay, so I did not. First things first, I think you have to be an EAA member to camp. So I think that's just like $49 for the year or something like that. Worth it. You get some magazines, you get all these perks.
Plus you can go to the museum.
Yes, exactly.
Which is very cool. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So that's the first thing. And then you can show up whenever you want. People were here about a month ago, right after the 4th of July, they started camping, getting the best spots closest to the entrance, because I showed up on Sunday. So last minute, right? I am way in the back. That's why I have an ATV with me, because I would have not walked all of those miles to be here.
Okay,
you guys.
You haven't told people, you have your own personal ATV.
Right. I chose to be in the back.
Yeah.
But there is a bus route too. So if you do get stuck in the bag, there's buses you can hop on that bring you right to the gate and they keep going all night. Same thing. If the weather gets bad, those buses are going to pick all those campers up and bring them to the EAA museum for shelter.
We took a tour in something last year, but it was like a tram.
Yeah. We took a tour. It was on the grounds.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the camping. It was on the grounds. And
that's a good way to stay here to see where things are.
I had no idea how big this was and I'd been here to see other things, never to learn about all the exhibits. Just you came to see the Harrier, which that was a really cool thing. And I think the Spruce Goose was here one time. And but camping is like almost part of the experience for some people.
It really is, honestly, because you don't have to rush everything, basically, right? You can take your time. You can talk to the vendors, really get to meet people, because you're just going to go back and camp. You're going to meet pilots that are right next to you from across the country doing different things, really just networking, getting to know a whole group of people that are very like-minded and friendly. And I don't know how to describe it, but it's an experience. You got to try it out.
Well, it is. We're talking. I was reading this.
You want to camp?
I'm not a camper, Brittany, but I'm glad you are. But I was reading this letter from the president of EAA, and he just was welcoming so many people back. Like, this becomes like a family reunion. Yes. You're talking about, you met some cool people and you're going to maybe see them again next year. You're going to meet more people. And it is a friendly vibe here.
Yes, it is 100%. I've been here for 4 years in a row, which is nothing compared to the people that I've been talking to. They're like 39, 40.
I know, right?
But every single year, every person I've met, we find each other some way, somehow. We're texting, we're meeting for lunch. They'll meet us at the campground. Well, you know, there's also different little things at campgrounds too. Yeah. They have little tiki bars that they do.
Why are you with Janine? Because you can't get a beer here until 1 o'clock.
Yes. That's where that is.
Need to tell Mino that, because last year we were done with our show at 9 o'clock and we go over there. He goes, I'll take a beer. And the lady's like, no, we don't open till 1 o'clock. He tries to bribe her. He does. This little girl, she's like 18. And I'm like, John, let her alone. He goes, come on.
For $5.
He did, which is a fortune for John, by the way. So anyway.
Brittany Merlot is our very special guest. We're coming your way live from the EAA Museum. Brittany, just update us one more time on that weather.
Yes. Okay. So we're definitely looking at chances of scattered showers and storms winding down here this morning. We'll get a good break probably around 1 to 4. I think the next round is going to spark up. None are going to be severe, just some decent downpours on occasion. We could see about 1/4 of an inch of rain, maybe some gusty winds, but that's about it. And highs today in the mid 70s.
You would advise the camping.
Yeah.
You're into it. Tell me, 4 years, what advice do you have for first timers coming here?
Ooh, first timers, solar powered. There's not many electric sites. So everything, your batteries are going to die pretty quickly. So if you can get a battery bank or anything like that, you're going to want anything like, this guy's got a setup with a solar panel and he's got this big bank that charges and he is running fans and a little AC unit off of it in his tent.
I've never seen a portable solar thing.
That, you got to get to meet him.
Yeah. And it was affordable too, I heard. So next year.
We're doing this off the grid complex. There will be weed there. That's Johnny. It's going to be in Michigan. That's why we're doing it. But it's going to be really off the grid. It's going to be cool.
I'm never going to go there when he throws that out there. Not even going to go there.
That's our angle. Anyway,
once again, yes. You're going to be doing reports for Civic Media all day or all week.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the way through for whoever show wants you giving the report.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm not even kidding about this. I mentioned this to Jim earlier. This does remind me of covering a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With so many people from all over, and you get, you know, so many people could just pull in and put on the air.
90 countries. I mean, that's incredible. Many countries
are. It's hard to comprehend.
It is.
You know?
I mean, it's sort of like 225 or something in the world, and, you know, half of them are here. So he was saying it's like the Olympics of, you know, aviation. I mean, they're all here. And yet it's not what I want to say again. It's not competitive. People really want to share their information. You walk up to anybody and
they'll help you. They want to get you into the industry.
Right.
They'll get you a job if you're qualified. I'm serious. Right. This is the way to network. This is really the way to get in. Ask all the questions that you want to know or need to know. I mean, I've always wanted to be the hurricane hunter. I went straight up to that table and asked them, how long can I, what it would be, you know, as a meteorologist working on my private pilot till I could fly that hurricane hunter plane into the eye.
Did you ever
years.
See a movie about that?
Yeah.
There was a movie
Flying
about
cows.
That when the guy, well, that's I mean, where he was one of those guys and got caught in the eye of the hurricane. They never saw him again. You be careful.
Careful there, little girl.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who the pilot was? The pilot was the guy that played the main guy in One Adam 12. No, not One Adam. Yeah, One Adam 12.
Okay.
Martin Milner. Martin Milner. Right, Todd?
Was he the?
Martin Milner.
Okay.
He was a pilot and he flew right into the eye of the hurricane.
But which one was he in Adam 12?
Blonde guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my knowledge. That's what I learned. I learned something every day. That's about as shallow as it gets, but I did learn something. So when are you going to get your license? Tell me how that is. What is it? 16, 14? You can be younger than a driver and get your pilot's license, which I don't know.
You absolutely can.
It's like NASCAR drivers. These kids are sitting on the dirt tracks.
Right.
Right. I was just talking to someone. He said that he was 15, I think, when he got his private pilot license and then he got his driver's license.
Unbelievable.
His dad had to drive him to take his test for the pilot.
But he can fly his dad somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Where are you at in that process?
I am in the beginning, still studying the basics, the book work, and working on a few first hours stuff.
They got a simulator here that's really cool.
Those are fun. I have that in my house too. Not the good ones.
Wow. Yeah, we want to try that. The guy invited us to try that, so I think we're going to give that a whirl.
You got to get it on video, too.
All right. Well, Brittany, it's wonderful having you here. We admire you and everything you're doing. We'll let you get back to work for all the other 20 stations for Civic Media. They're going to be calling you. But thanks for joining us, and we'll see a lot of you this week.
Good. Great. I'm excited. I'm so glad you guys are here.
Awesome. So are we.
Brittany Merlot joining us, Civic Media meteorologist. She'll be on all the stations today. We got to set our quick break. When we come back at 8 o'clock, we talk about the Warbirds division. That's always a lot of fun. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Han Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Coming away live from EAA in Oshkosh. Phenomenal event, of course, taking place here again this year.
And it's all, I think people... A lot of people plan to come down here, and I'm glad they're down here. But, you know, if you're within, what, a couple hours, it's so worth it because you get in here, and there's so much to do. We talked about all the exhibits and the air shows and getting really close up to these B-52 bombers, to everything that's here. This is just a great educational thing, and I would just warn you that when you get here, you could get the bite because then you come back next year. I mean, this is just a cool thing that's – people are so nice, and there's so much here that, like Brittany said,
you want to borrow her ATV?
Yeah,
let's do it and go around.
Yeah, wow, maybe.
Let's not tell her. Let's just take.
Let's just we'll get somebody distracting her. So we can.
Is your ATV right outside here? Is a key in it?
Okay, we're on it. She just went.
She walks away. She walked away to make sure she didn't leave the key.
She just went to get the key, which she did. So. Yeah, now this is awesome. And the tents are all open, the food, not the alcohol, but the food is being served now, and that's always nice, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great environment.
You know, one of the things with Tujia being down here, it's like it's cool to be around people that are passionate to be here.
Their industry, right. They all want to see their industry grow. You're right.
Yes.
And I think the other thing, we talked about the museum, but he, too, you can just tell by talking to him, he wants to know what's next.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a stagnant industry.
I was going to ask him if he had a part-time job. I'd work at his museum.
Yeah.
I would be good at that. You got to admit there's one thing I'd be good at. Todd?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You'd be great.
Thank you.
And it's interesting. You can bring just about anybody to sit and talk to you guys, and there is a connection of interest somehow, whether it's veterans or the war or Jim and his balloon, right?
Yeah, I mean,
right. There's a connection here with pretty much everybody.
Make a little bit of money is... events, because you like events, you could work at both museums.
Okay.
And just go get a group and say, look, are you interested in the Aeronautic Museum or at the Veterans Museum? And I will book it and take 10% of the bookings. You could make a decent.
Who would take 10%?
You.
Oh, I thought you said you would take 10%.
Yeah, I thought Jim was getting
there. Yeah, I thought he was.
Well, I'm not there yet. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say 15, but yeah, I guess I could live with 10. Right. No, there's so much to do here. We talked about just that whole tourist in your own town. But I mean, to get in the car and drive down here, there's ample parking. It's easy to get to. It's right off, obviously, 41. This is a fun thing. And like I said, I'm interested to get out and walk around.
There sounds fun.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Larry McCarron used to let me take a book to his plane once in a while.
Really?
Yeah. And that was, you know, the thing that you have to be so careful of when you're starting out. And he told me this, overcompensating. He says, because you'll be flying and like all of a sudden you feel like it's jumping to one side and people like try to overcompensate. And it's like, no, don't worry about it. Just kind of chill.
Oh, boy, that would be.
Yeah, I know. It's hard not to.
Barrel rolls. Hey, I thought of another movie that I've seen.
It made a big impact.
No, it was the one with Tom Cruise where he flies in the Coke from Colombia?
Yes! I love that movie. Todd, have you seen that movie?
Which one?
Well, he's not from Colombia. He's Mexican. Oh, he was with the big guy. Who's the
Ortega, yeah, right? Cool.
Ortega? Not Ortega. Ortega?
No.
No, it was another one of the real big drug dealer names.
He said it was not just south of Venezuela, right? Isn't that where they...
Is that where it was? Okay.
Well, wait. The movie Tom Cruise...
Good movie. It's based on a total true story.
He flew the drugs in.
Tom Cruise did?
Yeah.
And it had to do then with the Contras.
Right.
And who is the guy?
Ollie North.
Ollie North got involved.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Ortega was part of that deal. I don't know. I haven't seen that. But you talk about flying movies and smaller planes. But that was...
And he was dropping out the bundles. He put life jackets around the bundles of cocaine and dropped them out of the hatch into the water.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
and
Tom Cruise was awesome in that movie.
Was it called American Made?
Must be.
American Made is the sleazy, stupid, greedy, and gullible pilot Barry Seal.
Okay, yep.
Who flew guns for the CIA and drug for Pablo Escobar.
Escobar. That was a good movie. We're talking about movies that get you into aviation.
He sets up Escobar's people, okay? They got these hidden cameras on the thing, on his plane and everything, and it shows Escobar and these people bringing in all this coke. And he says, hey, man, the only thing you got to do is, no pictures. I don't let this stuff out. Escobar will know I'm in, and then I'm in. And what does Ollie North do? Front page of the Washington Post. So he was now on the number one on the hit list for Escobar and the whole gang.
A lot of good movies on aviation, but that was a good one. A really good one.
But you know what? One of those things though, too, I mean, those guys made so much money. It's mind boggling, but I don't think they lived to enjoy it.
No,
because then the government totally said, he'd say, hey man, my contact is, Bob Johnson. We don't know of a Bob Johnson.
Right.
Well, I've been talking to him. Oh, nope. Don't.
They turn.
Okay. He doesn't exist.
Yep.
It's like, well, okay, I got Escobar coming after me. I got you guys abandoning me.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. But how about the one scene? So he gets nailed in Arkansas. Todd, you get a kick out of this. Gets nailed in Arkansas by the, attorney general there.
Right.
And they got him. And it's like, you're going to be imprisoned for the rest of your life. You're going to be yada, yada, yada. And he's telling all the cops, he goes, how'd you guys all like a Cadillac? And they're like, what? You'd buy us a Cadillac? Are you bribing us? Nope. Just, I'm going to be walking out of here in a few minutes.
Just buy you boys a Cadillac.
I'm just going to buy you boys all a Cadillac if you'd like it. He's like, well, first of all, son, you ain't going to be walking out of here anytime soon. And then they come.
Because that phone's going to ring in 30 seconds.
And who calls? Bill Clinton.
Let the guy go.
Morning, Governor Clinton. What? What? And she comes on, let him go. So Clinton let him off the whole thing. That one, I loved that movie.
Good movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys actually have connected on a movie. First time in over a year.
Right.
What?
And I came up with it, Johnny. That's the other thing. That makes it even more special.
Yes.
You always had a movie.
Oh, man. Probably the only movie Jim likes that doesn't have a soundtrack to it. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma was great.
Yeah.
There's the life.
Pablo Escobar.
We're at EAA having a great time down here. Brittany Merlot, of course, is here. She's been working her butt off doing inserts for everybody. She's going to be on all the stations.
She's been across the board. Everybody's reaching out.
She just
does such a great job.
She'll be all over the state of Wisconsin today, meeting some great people. Once again, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we got Kristen Scheich.
I believe it's Shake.
From the Warbirds division. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And then later on, William Tatum and Tiffany Ward are coming by with Sling Pilot Academy. So if you want to learn to be a pilot.
Yes.
This is the place to be. They're going to talk about some of the courses you can take and what that's like.
What does this say about me? I'd rather be a co-pilot than a pilot.
It says you got some common sense, Jeff. That's what that says to me.
We're going to send her a quick break. When we come back, Kristen from the Warbirds division will be joining us back after this.
Suspended.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit revamphrt.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.